This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is looking to raise corporate income tax rates to help pay for his proposed $2.3 trillion infrastructure spending plan. But dozens of the country's biggest and best-known companies are legally avoiding paying any federal taxes. Biden says he wants to raise the corporate income tax rate from 21% to 28%. The rate was cut down from 35% in 2017 under Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump. On Monday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen called for a global minimum tax. In a speech before the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, she said the tax would apply to multinational corporations no matter where they locate their headquarters. The aim is to prevent countries from competing by lowering taxes in order to attract business. Republican lawmakers in Congress are already criticizing Biden's infrastructure plan as too expensive and too far from the traditional scope, which includes road and bridge repair and construction. The plan aims to fund other programs such as manufacturing investment, child care services, and raising wages for essential home care workers. For the most part, Republicans are also adamantly opposed to raising taxes. Biden is also proposing to increase taxes on the wealthiest individual taxpayers, meaning those making more than $400,000 a year. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said there's no chance Republicans would back any tax increases to pay for the president's plan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appeared in court for the resumption of his corruption trial. The evidentiary phase of the trial begins today as Israel's political parties meet with the president to weigh in on who should form the next government after last month's inconclusive elections. VOA News. Taiwan's defense ministry on Monday reported a new incursion by China's Air Force into the island's air defense identification zone. It was made up of 8 fighter jets and 2 other aircraft. Taiwan, which China considers is part of its territory, has complained over the last few months of repeated missions by China's Air Force near the island, concentrated in the southwestern part of its air defense zone near the Taiwan-controlled Pratas Islands. Late last month, Taiwan reported 20 Chinese aircraft were involved in one such incursion. In the latest incident, Taiwan's defense ministry said 4 Chinese J-16 and 4 J-10 fighters were involved, as well as an early warning plane and anti-submarine aircraft, the latter of which flew to the south of Taiwan through the Bashi Channel that connects the Pacific to the South China Sea. Russia on Monday backed off a threat to block Twitter inside the country, but said it will continue to slow down the social media site until mid-May. The move comes as the state media watchdog said Twitter has been removing banned content more quickly. Earlier, it had said Twitter failed to remove content encouraging child suicide, pornography, and content about drug use. The media watchdog said it took into account the decision made by Twitter for the first time to change the principles and speed of its own moderation service in Russia and the removal of a significant part of the prohibited content. Twitter now has until May 15th to come into full compliance with Russian law, according to the agency. India's Home Minister Amit Shah cut short an election rally in the east on Monday to head to the mineral-rich central state of Chhattisgarh, where Maoist guerrillas at the weekend killed 22 security force members. In addition to the fatalities, 30 other members of the Indian police and paramilitary forces were wounded in a 4-hour gun battle with Maoist rebels on Saturday, the deadliest ambush of its kind in 4 years. Police and politicians in Northern Ireland have appealed for calm after a third night of violence that saw Protestant youths start fire and pelt officers with bricks and gasoline bombs. The flare-ups come amid rising tensions over post-Brexit trade rules for Northern Ireland and worsening relations between the parties and the Protestant-Catholic power-sharing Belfast government. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.